This is the Data Privacy Detective. Today we're going to talk about your face. Is it time to scrub? And what we're going to talk about is facial recognition over the internet. Now, this is a hot topic. There are risks out there, real dangers. Misidentification by police of individuals based on a face matching it with a real person. Doxing, tracking someone down and then using their information to go after them in different ways. Targeting of political opponents and religious minorities around the world. There are real dangers in facial recognition because it's not perfect, never is, and even if it is, it can be misused. Well, there are benefits also, of course. Helps law enforcement find people who've committed a crime and been caught on closed caption television, searching for relatives and old friends, researching history, conducting social research, just sharing with friends over a lifetime of photos, with photos being so easy to take these days on our smartphones. So this is a balancing act, isn't it, about sharing faces. Some of it's involuntary. Our images are often posted on public sources, like on our driver's license or in other places that are public, some library cards, other identification used for voting purposes or other purposes, perfectly legitimate, but there's our photo and it's publicly available. And so what happens to it is this. There are people search sites. Now, these are real businesses. Some of the top five in 2021 are listed as Intellius, Truthfinder, Instant Checkmate, US Search, People Finder. These are businesses that go everywhere they can to gather personal information, not just photos, but including photography about us, and posting it then for background check purposes, for perfectly legitimate purposes that people have such information, and then sell them either by subscription to the public or to third parties that are interested in advertising, marketing, political uses, all sorts of uses for our images and our personal information. And that's done by data brokers. We've talked in our podcasts about data brokers before. There are many of them. They sell information after collecting it. And then they make a profit on it as a for-profit business. Now, as the TV series Cheers, you may remember, goes, sometimes you want to know when everybody knows your name. Nice in a pub, but how about the internet, where everybody ends up knowing your name, and everybody can find your face? Pretty much true. Well, what do you do? And today we're talking about scrubbing. Now, this use of the word scrubbing has to do with trying to erase or at least eliminate the spread of digital information. And here we're focusing on photos of someone. Interfor International has a blog in March of 2021, had a very interesting one on scrubbing your information from people's search sites. Now, scrubbing is a challenge. It can be very expensive. There are sites like Delete Me, Privacy Duck, OneRep. There are other companies that help people protect their privacy, limit the access that people have to their personal information, and they charge for this service. It can be by per person or per family. Enterprises differ in how do they do that. Generally, there are monthly fees that are paid for a one-year subscription, but they vary a good deal. Some will give you a basic plan, trying to scrub your information from, let's say, the top 100 or so people's search sites. Others will be more extensive, and you can even get customized advanced treatment. OneRep, for example, sells a package for $225 a month for a comprehensive service for what they call complex cases. So scrubbing is done, and you can hire a company to do this for you. That doesn't guarantee the information will be erased. It just eliminates, as best it can, the spread through data brokers. Because in general, data brokers will give an individual the right to opt out of the use of their personal information by the data broker. And this is how it's approached. Now, the data brokerage industry is by and large not regulated in the United States or generally globally. That may be coming, but right now, data brokers can legitimately collect and use personal information in accordance with rules that apply to it, of course. But they do generally allow you to opt out if you want to do that. And so you can hire a company to do that for you. You could try it yourself. Now, good luck on that, because this is going to take a lot of time. It's going to be an ongoing exercise. It's not you do it once and you're done, because data brokers come and go and change, and they can change their terms of use, and the opt-outs aren't forever necessarily. So you have to do it on a regular basis if you want to try it yourself. Inter4 International has a very interesting post that includes a link to a 12-page list of major data brokers, businesses that market your personal information. Now, no such list will ever be comprehensive because, as I say, data brokers are businesses that come and go. New ones will pop up tomorrow. And then this list won't include governments, which for law enforcement purposes throughout the world, of course, use internet searches, among other things, to gather information about suspects, and including the matching of faces with crime scene information, such as from television downloads and so on. And even if they're not perfect, they give police a lead and a potential match that they can match up then with other evidence that's available. Some governments are beginning to limit the use of government facial recognition programs. The state of Illinois took the lead in this. The use of biometrics, not thought by the state of Illinois to be perfect or needed necessarily, to at least at this point in its history. Other states do not have such rules. But you can understand the basis for this. First is the danger in errors in facial recognition. And of course, the underlying mistrust we all have, potential kind of big brother misuse of our personal information, including our biometrics. Absent government regulation of data brokers and other purveyors of personal information, however, let's face it, once your photo of your face is released, it probably can never really be erased. At most, we can try to limit how it's spread and perhaps how it's used. Let's face it, we may be the first generation in history to become permanently known by our faces, by our images, whether we like it or not. As I always close these podcasts, remember, protecting your personal information begins with you.